the wave.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
The stars will be suiting and frocking up for the annual Academy Awards in Hollywood. 8 movies up for Best Film, including Black Klansman, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favourite, The Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born and Vice. But it could be anybody's award, Gunners. Have you watched any of those movies?
I watched a really interesting documentary about the making of Bohemian Rhapsody last night. It was fantastic. So that's my tip.
So you haven't watched Bohemian Rhapsody yet?
I'm going around to it.
Okay. Tip to win male lead is Bohemian Rhapsody actor Rami Malek. Now, he's up against Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born, Christian Bale for The Vice, Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate, and Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. Up for Best Female Lead is Lady Gaga, also for A Star Is Born. There's Glenn Close, Olivia Colman, Yalitza Aparicio, and Melissa McCarthy is also up for Best Female Lead. Imagine if she wins, that'd be great.
Yeah, can you imagine the speech? That'd be hilarious.
So funny. There's going to be performances by Queen with Adam Lambert, Bette Midler, and of course Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga will sing Oscar-nominated song Shallow. You can watch the Oscars live on Channel 9 from 12 p.m.
And yet another artist has covered the popular song Shallow. This time it's a guy, Nick Jonas.
In all the good times I find myself longing for change. In the bad times I fear myself. I'm on a deep.
That'll do.
You're so funny. You want him to go up on that bit. It's got to be epic like Lady Gaga does, otherwise no dice. Adam Lambert has been the honorary frontman for Queen for a while now, and he's going to continue with the band for the Rhapsody tour later this year. But amongst all that touring, he's still managed to make his own music. He's just released a solo single titled Feel Something.
Just want to feel something. Just want to feel something. Just want to feel.
He can sing, there's no doubt about that.
He's fantastic.
Michael Jackson's estate has sued HBO for $100 million.
Wait a minute. $100 million.
Thank
you. Sorry.
Over its upcoming documentary, Leaving Neverland. The lawsuit calls the documentary posthumous character assassination and insists Michael Jackson is innocent. HBO says it will still air the documentary on March the 3rd and 4th.
R&B singer and producer R. Kelly has been charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and will finally be facing the music after years of sex abuse allegations. His first court date is set for March 8th.
And Amy Winehouse's hologram tour has been put on hold due to unique challenges. The tour was supposed to feature Winehouse's hologram backed by a live band and singers, but they've come up against some issues, like they don't know how to do it, and have postponed the show until further notice.
And this just in, there's going to be a Greatest Showman sequel.
Yay.
Michael Gracie, the director, confirmed it when he was chatting with The Sun in London ahead of Jackman's performance at the Brit Awards.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.